Yesterday morning, Tony asked me about the concrete aspect of effort we should make, what kind of effort we should do after my talk. So this is well, the difficult questions. Because the term effort itself is very vague, and also everyday life really spread in various aspects of human life, so we don't know what kind of effort we should do. So I think the where should we focus on? Where should our effort focus on? I think the generally speaking, not only the human being, generally speaking, everyone makes effort to live without exceptions. Everyone does. Not only human being, but also insect and dogs and cats and make effort to live. Even a tiny insect, even an amoeba, anyway, they really make effort to live in this world. So from this point, all living beings make every possible effort to live. But what's the difference? What should we do? What should we as human beings do? How should we human beings live our lives? We should make effort in the same way as the rest of beings do. Yes, so generally speaking, it is same, but a little different. Little different effort we should do, because we are human beings. So that's why we naturally question come up, what kind of effort should we make? So I think the in this book, I think you can find the translation of the eight awareness of great beings. Which is the last word of the Buddha Shakyamuni when he passed away. So I think the one of the eight awarenesses of great enlightenment, great being, the fourth is exerting. Let me read first in the, according to this translation. I think a little bit word is not exactly appropriate, so but later I will explain. Fourth, exerting meticulous effort. the next Dogen Zenji's comment on this: exerting oneself meticulously and unceasingly in various beneficial practices is called meticulous effort. Be precise, not careless. Proceed forward, do not regress. The Buddha says, if you monks exert meticulous effort, nothing will be difficult to accomplish. Therefore, you should make an effort to practice carefully. For when water flows constantly against a big rock, even a small amount of water will eventually dig out a large hole. But if one who practices becomes lax, it will be impossible to accomplish anything. It is like trying to start a fire by rubbing two sticks together. If you stop rubbing before the wood gets hot, we can't start a fire. This is what is meant by meticulous effort. I think this translation says exerting meticulous effort. I think meticulous is, for me, it's not appropriate. I don't know how to say, but maybe precise or wholehearted. Exert or precise or wholehearted effort. And Dogen Zenji comment on this: exerting oneself meticulously and unceasingly in various beneficial practices. I think the meticulous, I want to change meticulous into maybe wholeheartedly or precisely. So exerting yourself precisely or wholeheartedly and unceasingly in various beneficial practices. I want to change this term too into maybe good dharma. It's very vague term, but I want to use original term good dharma. Is called meticulous effort, is called wholehearted effort or precise effort. Be precise, not careless. Not careless, I want to say not defile, or not careless is okay. Defile or not careless. Proceed forward, do not regress. Okay. So there are two points. There are two points we have to take into account when you think about human effort. One is effort or zeal. Must be characterized by being precise or wholehearted, genuine, okay, undefiled, okay, and proceeding forward, okay, proceeding forward without regression, without withdrawing, okay? Continuously going. This is second characteristic, okay? So, is that clear? First one, human zeal must be characterized by, anyway, being precise, wholehearted, and genuine, undefiled, and proceeding forward constantly without regressing. This is a human effort. And then he says, Dogen Zenji says, exerting oneself wholeheartedly and unceasingly in various good dharma. Good dharma. I think dharma, concept of dharma is a little difficult to understand for us. But this training session at the Hokyoji mentions some meaning of the Dharma according to Ocean Seal Samadhi mentioned by Dogen Zenji. So Dharma is generally speaking at the three meanings. One is principle of existence or truth. Okay, truth. Second, phenomena, all forms, what you can see or hear, this is also Dharma. Okay? And the third is teaching. Teaching must be backed by practice or actualization and realization. Okay? So teaching and the truth or principle of existence and phenomena you can see. So human world, okay? Human world and the truth, and also the teaching backed by actualization and realization. That is the meaning of Dharma. If you use the Dharma, so three of them come together, work together. That's why a little complicated. We don't understand exactly. Very vague. So even though we use the Dharma as the principle, ultimate principle of existence, it doesn't exclude the rest of the meaning, phenomena, and also teaching. Okay, so that's why we are Buddhism always talking about eternal world or truth, etc. But it doesn't exclude exclude our life. Okay, so that's why truth and our lives must be one. This morning we chanted the Sando Kai, merging of unity and difference. Difference and unity. Difference means a phenomenal world. Okay? Unity is the truth. So difference and unities are always merging together and creating something. That is called Dharma, we say. Dharma. So Dharma is kind of something magnanimous, very magnanimous, generous, tolerant, very tolerant, accepting phenomenal world and concept of the truth, whatever it is, okay? And also we can talk about this, we can manifest it in our everyday life. So that is the meaning of the Dharma. So if you use the Dharma, it's very vast, magnanimous, and tolerant, and also compassionate. Okay? So that is a Dharma, and also that Dharma, three things working together and always supporting your life, that is called Dharma, which is very pure, because you don't understand it. But actually, Dharma is always working with us, and Dharma is always with us, without creating any gap. So, consciously or unconsciously, Dharma helps us. Okay. So that's why Dharma. If you use Dharma, Dharma is something more than concept, a sense of good or bad in morality. Okay. So that's why good Dharma means supreme good. Okay. Beyond our senses of good or bad in morality, because it's very undefiled, and so also it is characterized by very simplicity and very pure precision, very precision and very simplicity and very wholeheartedness. So that is a Dharma. So Dharma appears, next moment disappears. It doesn't say, I arise, I am here. They don't say. Always appear, disappear. That's why human beings and all sentient beings proceeding beyond your consciousness, beyond your judgment, evaluation, day to day, your life is proceeding anyway. Beyond your understanding of your life, anyway, it's going. So, that Dharma, we have our effort should be focused on, should focus on this good Dharma. Okay, good Dharma. We focus. In other words, we should tune in to the dial of the rhythm of the Dharma, okay, which is pretty pure and undefined and precise and genuine. Okay, we try. We don't understand it, but this is a spiritual, religious ideal image. We have never experienced it. But Buddha and ancestors and wise persons, anyway, constantly talking about that religious, spiritual, beautiful image, okay? Like top of a Himalaya mountains, beautiful Himalaya, that is a spiritual, you know, peak. So even though we don't know, we try to direct our ship toward that, because it is beautiful, because we want to have this beautiful things. Okay, so we try to, our effort should focus on this Dharma, which is undefined and beautiful and genuine and wholehearted. That is one point, okay? So, in other words, in the beginning I mentioned everything, all sentient beings, anyway, make effort to live. Yesterday I mentioned moment is now and here is only one thing, so what you can see, what you can handle. Rest of things is very imaginative, very, philosophical, psychological, and far from us. But idealistically and philosophically, religiously, the rest of the world is very important, because they are closely linked with now and here, which we can see or handle. Okay? So question is, how to live there? In other words, question is how to deal with now and here. Okay? Everyone lives. All sentient beings live now and here. So if Zen Buddhism says now and here is important, so let's live our life now and here. If so, why we have to emphasize to live our life now and here? Because everyone lives like that. Even a tree, even the human beings, even the insects, even the floors, desks, and the all sentient beings live like this. So why we have to emphasize, why do we have to emphasize to live right and right now and right here? Okay? That means that there is something careful. How you should take care now and here. Now and here itself doesn't have any questions. Now and here is now and here, universally, for all sentient beings. The question is always with us. Okay? Insect, birds, face now and here and deal with it. Human beings also face this now and here. What's the difference? Okay. Birds, you know, the birds see the now and here, but now and here is not the real now and here. For the birds, now and here is just food, you know, or insect, warm, you know. Always looking at something that is now and here always turn into the food. But their attitude is pretty pure, very pure. You know, if they see the now and here, immediately now and here turn into the food. Okay, very pure. But human being see the now and here, and then, at the first thought, we see now and here. That's pretty good. Just like a bird and the insect, you know. But human beings has constant creating second thought, third thought, fourth thought, on and on. Okay, and then finally, if we see the now and here at the first thought, and then we don't stay, immediately we are going backward. You know, in other words, backing away. Do you understand? Immediately. And then thinking about we are involved in the second thought, and third thought, fourth thought, on, and then finally we don't know what to do. Very complicated effort coming up. So finally we say, should I do this or shouldn't I do? Or I want to do this, I don't want to do this. Always thinking about this. So it's very difficult for us to deal with now and here at the first thought. But why do you like nature? But nature always deal with now and here at the first thought. Very simple. That's why nature is beautiful for us. But human beings always dealing with nature now and here at the second thought, third thought, fifth thought, hundreds, thousands thoughts. Okay? That's why much complicated. There is an interesting children's story in the Jataka, in the Jataka, you know, talking about the Buddha's past life. He used to be a bird, little bird. And one day there was a forest fire. And then all the animals tried to escape from the forest fire, but only one little bird found this forest fire, and he
sucked his body in a little creek, and then fried the over the fire and the scattered the and drip and drop. Sprinkle the water from her body, his body. Do you understand? Is that clear? And again and again, she always went back and forth, always she did in that way. And then rest of the animals laughed scornfully at her, saying, "It is entirely a mere waste of labor." Yes, it is. This is because we see her effort, not first thought, of a second thought, third thought, then we judge it. But according to her, as a little bird, that is only one thing she can do it after the first thought. Do you understand? Before, she thinks what kind of effort she should do it in terms of second thought and third thought. No way. Because she knows who she is, so she just continually do it. Okay? That effort, that zeal is very undefiled, because now and here is taken care at the first thought. Okay? So it is not so easy for human beings to deal with the things what we should do, it's very difficult at the first thought. It's very difficult. Okay? So always we think about, this is what I can do it or I cannot do it. First we think always, because the self comes first. So always we are calculate. It is good for us, or it is not good for us. Or it is possible for us to do this, or to do that. Always thinking about this. And then if you think it is possible for us to do this, let's do it. If it is useful for us, let's do it. Always. That is very common. But Buddha mentions and Dogen Zenji mentions, anyway, in various good dharma, we have to exert ourselves something. Means you have to deal with the now and here at the first thought. In other words, I mentioned obviously if you see the moose in the countryside of the Minnesota during the driving, you know, immediately you say, wow. Okay? That is a first thought. And then we immediately stop it, okay, and see. But next moment, I deal with I and also moose and nature's in terms of a second thought, third thought, always. Because we are interested in interested in many things after first thought. First thought is very undefined. It's very simple. Too simple to know. Do you understand? Wow. Or if you soak your body in the bathtub in the cold weather, you know, you feel comfortable, completely, you know. Water, warm water, and your bodies become one, and then you say, wonderful. Okay. That is a very simple expression there. Not much excited. very simple, you know. But that is, in that simplicity, there is the most important things through which we can communicate very closely. We can taste meaning of the intimacy. Now, with open-heartedness. So, what kind of effort should we do? So, our effort should focus on something undefined, genuine, and simple, and precise. So, when you do gassho, just do gassho. And then if you do this, oh, this gassho is what? You know, we are thinking about form of gassho, form of bow. And then we judge ourselves and our object and always critical. Okay? Many things coming up. But first thought, what you have to do, gassho is something you have to do. You have to do it, you know. And zazen form and bow form of bow, this is unfamiliar for you, but if you have to do, you have to do it. That is the first thought, anyway. And then the second thought, third thought, naturally coming up. But question is, we are always carried away by second, third, fourth thoughts. And then completely forget how to deal with now and here at the first thought. Completely forget. That is so-called trouble. Very trouble. Because first thought, world, realm of the first thought is nothing particular, nothing excited. Because it's too simple, too precise, too undefined to know, to feel, to experience. But that is most important thing and place and time through which we can have very close intimacy, very intimate flavor. You can taste intimate flavor, very cross communication between you and moods and natures, and you, exactly. That is a gassho when you do gassho, so-called shikan, wholeheartedness. Okay. And then, if I always emphasize, you say, "I understand it, but I'm afraid, you know, to be blind." We are afraid. We are very afraid to jump into the realm of the first thought because it's too beautiful, and too simple, too undefined. That's why we are scared, because we get used of dealing with, use of tasting the lots of excitement and complications and stresses and the troubles and lots of stuff. So if you are right in the middle of perfect peace and quietness, you're scared. You're really afraid. I went to Alaska in winter time. And if you just stand up in the, what to say, in the mountains covered with a complete snow, it's very quiet. Scared. I felt scared because too quiet. Too quiet. So if something is too beautiful and too simple, you know, and too quiet, you are really scared. So you really want to run away. So that's why we are always concerned about it is something we should do it always. You know. So very naturally, we understand intellectually, but emotionally we always hesitating to do this. Because always we always handle now and here at the second thought, first thought. That is very common. Okay? But I don't mean if you jump, if you deal with now and here at the first thought, it doesn't mean you can handle, you can't handle at the second thought and third thought, etc. Naturally, second thought, third thought coming up as natural as they can. Okay? If you don't deal with your life, the now and here at the first thought, you obviously handle it at the second thought, third thought. Very, from the beginning, your life becomes very complicated. How do you deal with others, world, object in simple way? You cannot do it. Because you, the first thought is already complicated. So first thought must be simple, as best as you can. Okay? Just are, simple. Through what you can feel, you can feel, they feel a certain flavor between you and your object. Okay. So you must always stand up there as best as you can. Okay. This is a basic practice. Basic practice, whatever you do. Dancing and taking a picture and painting and teaching and living day to day. And obviously you have to do this. This is a basic practice, okay? Which is not favorable for you. It's not favorable because it's too simple. But it is most important practice for us, okay? That's why Shikantala is most important for us. Secondly, second characteristic of human effort must be proceeding for unceasingly. That is most important for us. Little bird try to, they try to put out a fire with a small amount of the water and from the her body. You know, it's useless in a sense at the second thought, but all she can do is only this. So what she has to do is to do this at the first thought and also carry on this continually, unceasingly. So on and on. This is most important. Then you can make a big hole in on concrete and rock. By tiny dewdrop. That is Buddha mentions here. So unceasingly we should do it. Okay? So Zazen is, when you try to understand Zazen as soon as possible, yeah, I understand this one, but don't worry about this one. All you have to do is, anyway, focus on your effort, should focus on Zazen. Okay, at the first thought. In other words, how do you deal with now and here in the realm of Zazen? When you do Zazen, how do you deal? Okay, your effort. Now and here. How? This is always questions. Always how, if you think of it. Because effort, it must be undefined and genuine and precise. Beyond your senses. So if you think of it, it becomes questions. How? You know? But practically, it's simple. You have to do it at the first thought. Then between you and Zazen becomes merging each other's, communicating very closely. And then Zazen penetrates your skin and muscle and bone. Very naturally, your each single pore knows flavor of Zazen, okay? But your head doesn't accept. Because each Singapore is tiny creatures.
But you should appreciate your each Singapore.
Each Singapore really tastes something very quickly more than your head.
Very quick.
So it's penetrating. Then you can understand. Okay? So understanding is not the something what you know through the head, but you should look through the whole body and mind.
That is, you should do it. Jump into it.
And then deal with now and here in the realm of Zazen, in the realm of Gassho, in the realm of walking, in the realm of studying. Anyway, how do you deal with now and here? That is a question, okay? So, then, this is the human effort which is a little different from, you know, birds and other insects. Because we can deal with now and here through the consciousness, through the senses, which always creating, producing not only the first moment, the first thought, the second thought, third thought, many thoughts, but all thoughts becomes very calm, and you can deal with your object now and here at the first thought. Okay? But birds and other insects always dealing with now and here at the first thought. No third, no fourth. Very simple. No memories. No memories. Exactly. Very quick. Uttek. I always mention Uttek. If you go to the in the countryside in the summertime, you can get the Uttek very quickly. Would take up to practice very hard, you know, effort, you know, patience, and giving, and calmness, and zazen, and wisdom, and much, much better than you, you know, always sitting on the branch, trees, and waiting, waiting for the chance. To be friend with something else, you know? And then if he finds something friendly right under the trees, immediately, you know. And sometimes she mistakes. Then she come up again, and waiting again. It's great practice. Much, much better than human beings. Human beings are very noisy. Try to get something quickly. So, sitting zazen is very simple. Very simple, simplest form of practice for us. But it's very difficult to do this. That's why with that, the zazen is used always with a noisiness, you know. So because zazen cannot be handled with a simplicity. We cannot handle zazen just for the zazen. No. Always we want to deal with the zazen for what? You know, I want to be good guy. I want to make myself strong. Many reasons, many purposes, many ideas if you want to do zazen. So we don't deal with zazen in the simplest way. But this is most important for us. And then you can understand. You can understand who you are and what we should do. We as a human being should do. Okay? So everyone, all sentient beings make every possible effort. Okay? But human beings also doing same thing.